Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. Well, George Pearson's Pastor George is back with us, and we are on day
200. Day 219 days. 219 days ago, we began our study of prosperity, and we're still going strong.
We might confer doctorates on somebody.
Ooh.
Who's been with us for 219 days. I bet you'd learn more than you'd learn about a lot of schools.
Well,
if you'd been there for 200 here for
I have I must days. Say I have learned so much from you and Kenneth
I've
about walking in God's abundant prosperity. That's
Praise God.
Actually, you know what this is, Gloria? What we've done in these broadcasts over the last 5 years is a fulfillment of one of the things that God has called this ministry to do. I heard Brother Copeland say many years ago when I was on the road with him traveling, he said, one of the callings that God has placed on this ministry is to teach the laws that govern supernatural abundance and prosperity. And so that's what we're doing here. We are teaching about the abundant prosperity that is available to us, what belongs to us. And on these series of broadcasts, which by the way, all of these outlines are available to you on kcm.org. All you have to do is go there and you can find them and download them, teach them, share them. And not only these 2 weeks that Gloria and I are teaching, but also every outline that we have taught thus far.
Praise God.
All 219 of them.
I want a copy of them. All of those, please.
And yes, absolutely. I would be most happy to. And, you know, we're talking, Gloria, about enlarging our capacity for faith. There is so much that God has yet for us to possess, like we talked about yesterday. Joshua said to the children of Israel, why are you so slack to take possession of the land that belongs to you? So there is much more that has been stored us up for us that belongs to us that we need to lay hold of, and we need to enlarge our capacity to receive what God has for us. And we've been doing that by, and this is what we did last week, we talked about, like in point four there, we have to apply the principle of total immersion. We need to become single-minded on the Word of God. We must feed on the Word. We must meditate on the Word. We must act on the Word. And what we're going to be talking about today is we must believe the Word.
That's it.
You have to believe the Word. And believing the Word is a spiritual exercise. You exercise faith muscles
That's
when
right.
you believe the Word of God. When you say, I believe that. I believe that.
Yes.
When
I take that.
I take that. When you're listening to the Word preached or you're in church and you're hearing a strong faith message, you say to yourself, I believe that. That's for me. I
yes.
believe that Word. You know, I'm going to quote you, Gloria, in point number three. You said, God operates by faith. You are not going to come up to a new level of faith believing what you believed on the old level.
That's
you're
right.
going to have to stretch your faith so that you can come up into that place.
Amen.
That's
stretch.
A great, great stretch. That's
stretch.
A key word right there.
Yeah.
Stretching your faith. And the things that I just read to you, those are the things that will stretch your faith.
You know, when we started out, we were believing God to pay the rent on a little apartment. We were glad to get it, too. were glad.
You know, I've not heard much about the little apartment.
Well,
I've heard more about...
not much to say about it. It was a one-bedroom apartment with a little kitchenette thing. But we began to stretch.
Yeah.
We got a lease house that was nicer.
Mm-hmm.
And then we ultimately got to the house we wanted to live in from now on.
Yeah.
Excuse me. And you just have to start where you are. Because
yes.
we didn't
That's
know.
Right.
We didn't have all this written down for us, you know, at that time. We had
right.
to find it. The Lord had to reveal it to us. So we began to hear Brother Hagin, and we learned about faith.
Right.
Then we got
right.
going, buddy.
You know, you made one of the decisions that you all made was about the Word of God, that whatever you
yeah.
saw in
sure.
the Word, you were going to take that and act on it. Believe it.
Yeah.
Believe that Word.
That's right. And that's
and,
what we did.
You know, that's what we're talking about. We're talking about enlarging our capacity to believe and receive.
That's right.
People don't realize how limited they can become in their believing. You know, many people have chokeholds. They come up to a certain level, and I can believe that. I can believe that, and then they cross over and go, I don't know about that. I don't know about that airplane business. Yeah. I don't know about that preachers on television business. Well, you've just hit your choke point. If God wants you to have an airplane, then start believing Him for an airplane. You can have one. We must break through the limitations of what has kept us back from believing what He wants to do for us.
You know, when Ken probably, when he first believed for his first airplane for the ministry, there weren't many, Brother Roberts had one and a few others, mm-hmm. but not very many preachers.
That's true.
Had
That's true.
Now there's lots of airplanes in the ministry.
Yes, there are. There are. Somebody had to believe God.
Yeah.
Somebody had to be bold in believing God for that.
That's right.
And I don't know any other two more bold people in faith than Kenneth and Gloria Copeland to believe
great.
God. I mean, you get around Brother Copeland and you just, the faith of God.
I'm telling you, it takes your breath away sometimes.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
Does it not, George?
It
George
does.
Was in a position to know because he was head of the ministry financially for, you know, in business.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't even stutter, did he?
The man doesn't flinch. He does not flinch. You know, when we were making the decision about going on Dish TV, mm-hmm. that was, Gloria, I'm just so amazed at myself. I amazed myself because when the opportunity came up for Dish TV, we were all, we knew it was a great thing, but we were all wondering, should we do it? Should we do it? And I knew in the back of my mind that I thought, Brother Copeland, he's going to do this. I don't see him holding back. He's going to do this. And when we got the word about it, that he did it, something went off in me. His faith helped me. I'm like, it's like the story he tells about traveling with Granddad, his father, A.W. Copeland, and they went into this hotel lobby, and Kenneth was watching these guys play the shuffleboard.
He was just a little kid.
He touched the rosin, and the guy yelled at him, and Granddad came out and said, if you're going to talk to that boy, you talk to me. And he pushed Kenneth back behind them, and Kenneth stuck his head around Granddad and said, and that goes for your whatever, too. And that's exactly the way I felt when Kenneth made the decision, something went off in me. I was like, yeah. Yeah.
You know, at that point.
Yeah, we can believe for that.
Ken didn't realize that his father was a prize fighter at one time.
Oh,
had
my.
Had you forgotten that?
No. Oh, well, you know, I remember him talking about that. He was a prize fighter. Don't mess with A.W.
They would go around, he and some other friend or relative or whatever he was, I don't remember now. They'd go from town to town and they'd have prize fights.
Oh, I did not know that about Granddad.
I think I'm not making that up.
I think you're absolutely
true.
Right.
Yeah. Isn't that funny?
And then he'd go around buying cheese and selling it.
He was a salesman.
Well, when all that to say that Brother Copeland's faith for that inspired me. And I am personally pursuing the enlarging of my own faith because I know there's so much more that God wants for us. That we shouldn't be limited in our thinking.
No,
I want to read
limits.
To you this,
I like that.
This scripture here, Gloria, in Deuteronomy 30 verse 9, the Amplified. And the Lord your God will make you abundantly prosperous. Now, as I was just reading this, this came to me.
Abundantly.
And the Lord your God will make you abundantly prosperous. And I'm going to stop and say, I believe that.
Yeah, amen.
I believe that. In every good work of your hand, I believe that. In the fruit of your body, I believe that. Of the cattle, I believe that. Of your land, I believe that. For good, I believe that too. For the Lord will again delight in prospering you. I believe that. And
that's
he took delight in your fathers. I believe that. And Gloria, I put a quote down
that's
here.
That's awesome.
This is a quote from you from the product that we're offering on the broadcast from Faith School, and you said, don't be asking, and I love the tone of voice with which you said it. You'll just have to get it and hear what she said. But she said, don't be asking me to live sparingly when the Bible says the Lord your God will make you abundantly prosperous.
Hallelujah.
Don't expect me to drive an old worn out car, an old worn out airplane, or live in an old worn out house. I don't serve an old worn out God.
That's
he said he would make us abundantly prosperous. That means more than just prosperous.
Yeah, that's
that means abundantly prosperous. Deuteronomy 28 says your storehouses will be blessed. Storehouses over and above what you need. That's abundance.
That's right.
And so what we need to do is say out loud, I believe I receive that word.
I believe I receive that word.
I
Hallelujah.
Receive it. I believe
Glory
it.
To God.
I believe
and
the that, word of God.
That scripture that's quoted here is Deuteronomy 30, verse 9 in the Amplified Bible.
Yeah.
I did not make that up.
Yep. That's Gloria.
But I do believe it.
I believe it too. I am a believer. Well, Amen. As we look here in a second page of our notes, a couple of scriptures, Hebrews 10 in verse 38. It says, now the just shall live by faith, but if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. But the reason that God's soul will not have pleasure is because it gives him great pleasure to prosper his
servants.
Because
his will is not done.
His will is not done.
He's fixed the earth,
yep.
so there's an abundance of everything
yep.
you need. The Garden of Eden, did they have any lack?
Mm-mm. No lack.
After the curse.
No lack.
And then it wasn't the Garden of Eden anymore, I guess.
So, the just shall live by faith. We live by faith. Mm-hmm. But he says, if any man draws back from the life of faith,
yeah.
my soul shall have no pleasure in him. But we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but we are of them that believe to the saving yeah. of the soul.
Now that says, George, in that scripture you just read, that if you draw back,
mm-hmm.
you're not giving God any pleasure.
Right.
So if you
right.
don't draw back, what
then
are you doing?
Then you'll give him pleasure.
Isn't that good?
And he gives us pleasure.
And he'll bless you.
That's right.
He is a blesser. Right. He doesn't want you to be cursed. He wants you to be blessed.
Exactly. Exactly.
So we don't draw back.
We don't. And
we just love the blessing. Hallelujah.
The more you believe the word.
That's a good scripture.
The more you actively believe the word,
yeah.
the greater your faith will become, the stronger your faith will become.
And the more pleasure God has.
The more pleasure he has because he's able to bless you.
Yeah.
Once you don't cut him off. Don't cut him off. We cut off God when we stop the development of our faith because we receive these things by faith.
That's right.
And once you have that cutoff point, once you have, I think you said to me one time that prosperity doesn't have an expiration date.
That's right.
Once you cut that off, then it stops him because the only limitation mm-hmm. is with us. It's our capacity to receive what he has. And he has so much more that he wants to pour out That's over right. us. He has so much more that he wants for you to experience. So many good things that he wants you to see. So just simply being a believer of the word that gets you on the road to the development of your faith. First of all, you have all the faith that you'll ever need.
That's
you
right.
don't need any more faith. You must, however, develop the faith.
If you're born again.
That's right. And for 40 years, really, since I was introduced to the teachings of this ministry and came to work here, I have been on a 40-year quest of the development of my faith. And Gloria, I'm seeing it work.
Amen.
I'm seeing it work. I so enjoy and appreciate this account in Romans 4. That's number 2 on your notes.
Yeah, I wanted to mention something about that.
Okay, good. Go right ahead.
The Lord said, I have made thee a father of
right.
many nations.
Right.
At that time, he was not a father.
Exactly.
But God said, now you're it. They didn't have any children. They didn't have any seed. He said, I have made you a father of many nations
mm-hmm.
before him mm-hmm. whom he believed, even God. Who quickeneth the dead, who makes alive the dead, and calleth
yes.
those
yes.
things which be not as though they were.
That's
now that's yeah. the way faith works.
That's it.
You calleth it.
Yep.
You believe for a house, you call that house. You believe you receive it, you take it, you believe it.
Call it in.
Call it in.
Yeah.
Glory to need a car? Call it.
Call it.
Call it in. I believe I receive. That's what Mark says.
Yes.
I believe Mark 11. Mark says, I believe I receive. Or yep. It says, believe you receive
yes.
when you pray and you'll have it. Well, we know and we've said
I'm a
over
believer.
And over that that
I'm
word receive is take. So it's saying,
yep.
if you need a house, you need a car, you need healing, you need a husband, a yep. wife, take it when you pray.
Ooh, I like that, Gloria.
And if
Gloria,
it's a husband
I like
or a wife,
that.
Believe for the right husband or
yeah,
wife.
You take the right one.
Take it when you pray.
Yes.
If you don't
yes.
take it when
yes.
you pray, you haven't released faith. Now, to me, that makes it so simple.
It is. It is.
Praise
it is
God.
Simple.
Glory to God.
You know, you just read that I have made thee a father of many nations. You could put in there, I have already.
Yeah, I've already made
it's
you.
It's already
that.
Done.
What about the rest of it? Before him whom he believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead.
Yep.
And calleth.
Calleth those things.
Those things which be not as though they were. What does that mean? He calls them, he quickeneth, he makes
right.
alive the dead by calling
right.
them alive.
That's
Hallelujah.
Good, Gloria. That's
a,
good.
That's the way you calleth in a car.
That's good.
You calleth in your
You calleth in a car.
Because you take the word
that's
of
right.
God and you call it in. I believe you look up the healing scriptures. You say, I take those scriptures. My body is healed. I call my body healed. I call it delivered.
That's
I
it.
Rebuke every
that's
symptom.
It.
I stand on it. It's been, the work's been done. Jesus
it
already
has,
bore the sickness.
It has been. It has
just
been.
Just take it.
When... Are you kidding me?
You take
five
the healing.
5 minutes? 5 minutes,
no,
Gloria.
No, that's not right.
That's
you
not
take
right.
The healing.
He skipped a 10-minute there.
Hallelujah.
You take it. You know, I read one time, I did a study on the word calleth things.
Okay, good.
And it means, in the Greek, it means to summons.
Oh, I like that.
To summons. You know, every summons. Once in a while, we receive a jury summons where you have to go report, and it says,
yeah.
you are hereby ordered to report to.
You.
They're calleth-ing me. And that's what we do. You call those things that be not as though they were. And Abraham, when it says here, before him whom he believed, even God, that simply means he believed just like God believed.
Praise God.
And it says, who, now this is the act of believing, who against uh-huh. hope,
yeah.
he believed in hope. That what? He might become the father of many
That's
nations.
That's powerful scripture.
Why? According to that which was spoken,
yeah.
according to the word of the Lord, so shall thy seed be.
He didn't just believe it out of thin air.
Mm-mm.
He believed it according to what God
He
spoke.
Believed it in according to, or the word according there means in agreement with. He was in agreement
yeah.
with the word.
That's right.
He
God
believed
said
the word.
It, he took it.
He was in agreement with it. Being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead.
He didn't consider the problem.
Didn't consider the problem.
He
no.
didn't consider the issues.
Mm-mm. When he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God. He was single-minded
I like
on the
that
promise
so
of
much.
God. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, mm-hmm. but he was strong in faith, giving glory to God. And fully persuaded. Oh, Gloria, we could spend a week on this scripture right here. Fully, we should. Fully persuaded. Fully persuaded that what God had promised, he was able also to perform.
Amen.
And therefore, it was imputed to him for righteousness. Now, it was not written for his sake alone that it was imputed to him, but for us also,
I am fully persuaded.
I'm fully persuaded that if we believe on him that raised up Jesus from the dead, who was delivered for our offenses and was raised again for our justification. So Abraham believed God. He believed God and he was strong in faith. I'm just telling you today, the more you believe God, the stronger your
That's
faith
right.
is going to be.
That's right.
The more you believe God, the more capacity that you will have to receive everything that That's God right. wants to pour out on you.
All right, Pastor George, we've just got a few minutes, so
okay.
we can't tackle too much. But you lead the people in what, you tell them what you would do if you didn't have the money in your bank account and, mm-hmm. then, you know, the ability to do it right now,
mm-hmm.
what you would do if you needed a new car.
If I needed a new car.
And you didn't, you couldn't just write a check for it today.
Right. I would begin to call it in. I would begin to believe God and call that car in, call those things that be not as though
yes,
they
that's
were.
It.
So let's do that with the car. Say this after me, in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
According to the Word of God.
According to the Word of God.
That tells me.
That tells me.
He supplies all of my need.
He supplies all of my need.
According to His riches and glory.
According to His riches and glory.
By faith.
By faith.
I call my car in.
I call my car in.
Right now.
Right now.
Car, you come to me.
Car, you come to me.
Today.
Today.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Completely debt free.
Completely debt free.
I receive my car.
I receive my car.
Right now.
I take it.
I take it.
Right now.
I seize it.
I have it.
I take hold of it.
I seize it.
I won't let go of it. I have it by faith.
I have it by faith.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Father. Praise you, Lord.
Now I'm going to say.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'm not ever going to say anything different. I'm just going to say, I have my car.
I have my car.
I believed I received it. I take it. So if I take it, it's mine.
That's it,
Gloria. You say, well, where is it? I don't know, but I've got it.
I believe. It's coming. It's here. I receive. When I pray, that's,
amen.
We have
that's
less
good.
Than 1 minute, okay. And I'm turning here as quickly as I can to this scripture because we're going to finish up with this one. It's Jesus said, have faith in God.
Yeah.
For verily I say unto you in Mark 11, 22 and 23 and 24, for verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say to this mountain, mm-hmm. be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe,
yeah.
believe. Believe that those things which he says shall come to pass, he will have whatsoever he says. Therefore, I say unto you, what car soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive it and you shall have it.
Now, that's how you apply the word.
That's how to do it.
It's a natural thing. That's the way you do it with healing. If you need healing, you do the same thing. If you need your children to be obedient, you do the same thing. They might do other things, like you might need to spank them. I don't know about that, but because I don't know the circumstances. But we take it.
We take it.
And we have it.
That's right, Gloria.
Glory to God.
Way to go.
George and I'll be right back.
We hope you enjoyed today's teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Be sure to get the notes at kcm.org/notes. And remember, Jesus is Lord.